Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by Amanda McIntosh, and we're talking about one of my favorite events here in the Castle Country coming up this September 13th. It's the Southeast Utah Walk to Prevent Suicide, the Hope Walk. Amanda, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Aiden. Love coming in and being in your studio and talking about my favorite event of the year as well.
I'd never experienced this one before last year, but going to it, I can see why this is one of your favorites. It's an uplifting event, and it's great for the community to get out and get involved. So for people who might not be familiar with the concept, might not have been able to attend this event before, what is the Hope Walk?
Yeah, so the Hope Walk is an annual event that we hold every year. This is actually our 13th official walk, where we invite our community that has been affected by suicide in many forms, whether it be they lost a loved one to suicide, they've survived an attempt, maybe they're a support system for somebody who has suicidal ideation. It's just an opportunity for everybody to come together, feel supported, feel the love, and remind ourselves that there is hope for tomorrow and there is hope for a world without suicide.
You know, that's the big thing, is this is a very hopeful event. You look at it, you see how many people actually show up, and I feel like it's been getting better and better each year in terms of attendance. And you know, what I really love is this is a hopeful event. I mean, it's in the name. It's the Hope Walk. But you go there and you just feel that hope from the community in attendance.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like a family reunion. I've talked about this year after year. It's all of these survivors or people that have been affected by a suicide loss coming together and recognizing that there is a community within a community. And they make connections and they find hope and they feel inspired again. And they honor their loved ones. And that's what makes it so beautiful, is that it's this tribute, this ultimate tribute to the life that was lived before they died. And I'm excited to help be the vehicle to get that.
You know, we're about 2 months out from this event, again, coming up on September, in September. What's the behind the scenes look like for you planning this walk?
People don't want to know what the behind the scenes looks like right now. My office is atrocious. No, things are getting put into place. People can expect to see, our businesses can expect to see our sponsorship packets being in their mailbox in the next few weeks. We're lining up our speakers. We're lining up the performances per se, to really make this an impactful and long lasting event that people will remember for years on end.
And you know, going on 13 years, you got to feel like you've accomplished that at least a little bit. I mean, it's going strong, and I'm always happy to see how well attended this event is. Now, you spoke on those sponsorship packets for a second. When businesses receive these, what can they expect to see inside?
Yeah, so there's a letter from me that just tells them thank you for, you know, supporting our walk, supporting the cause. And you know, I hesitate asking our community for money all the time. It's like the worst part of the walk part. But the truth of the matter is the money that we raise, the donations that come in and the sponsorships that we get, it all comes back to Carbon and Emory and Grand Counties by way of educational pamphlets, giving QPR suicide prevention training. It goes to those aftercare kits where somebody who has been bereaved by a suicide has a little something to help guide them through the first initial stages of grief and healing. And so all of that is made possible by the generosity of our community. And it's really inspiring to see the companies that I wouldn't expect to donate or to sponsor come in and say, you know what, we lost an employee this last year, or you know, my family member has struggled with suicidal ideation, or you know, whatever it looks like. It's inspiring and it's invigorating, and it makes me want to do that much more. If a company receives the sponsorship packet and it's just not something that they can monetarily donate to, if you have in-kind donations that you would like to offer, if you have something that maybe you want to put toward a silent auction or something else in the service industry, please let me know. We really want to work with our community to find a package that works best for them.
Now, we've talked about the business side of things. Let's talk about the individual side. If there's someone out there who wants to get involved, participate in this walk, what's the best way for them to get signed up for this?
Yeah, they can go to afsp.org/ price and register to walk. That way you can create a team and register your family and friends to walk with you. And if you feel the need to raise money so that you can earn an official walk t-shirt, that option is on there as well through Donor Drive. If you have questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me. My telephone number is area code 702-419-3471. You can email me at amcintosh@fourcorners.ws or stop by my office. I'm at the admin building for Four Corners or the Old Key West Bank building. And I'd love to help, or I'd love to get you involved as much as we can.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come and enjoy the ambiance and the reverence and the celebration of our loved ones. Be there to support your family and friends that may have had a rough couple of years or are struggling with their mental health. This really is a hopeful event that brings a family together and helps us remember why our loved ones were so special.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
Again, that was Amanda McIntosh, and we're talking the Southeast Utah Walk to Prevent Suicide, the Hope Walk, coming up on Saturday, September 13th, starting at 9:30 a.m. in the Price City Peace Gardens. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.